So it's nice to do something that no one else has done.
And absolutely. Who's in it with you?
Tamsin Gregg, who's absolutely magnificent in it. Rupert Friend and Harry Lloyd. And it's just such a... they're all brilliant actors, so I feel very lucky.
That's really good. But the thing is, you don't necessarily need to do this. I mean, you think you've got two movies coming up which are going to be massive. But it's just something that you had to do for yourself?
Yeah, well, I went to drama school and I trained as a theatre actress. That's what I always thought that I'd do. And I think it's what I feel... I feel much more natural on stage. I don't know, it's weird. I think it's because I'm used to it. And so for me it's important because it's a real challenge and it's important for me to maintain it. And I just love it as well. It's nice to do something that you just absolutely love.
No, absolutely. I think it's great. And I would imagine you get a lot more... Don't get me wrong, doing all these great movies must be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, that's wonderful. But that kind of reaction you get from the audience right away, that kind of feeling of you have to get it right. You can't just go, oh, can I just do that again?
Yeah, exactly. You know? It keeps you on your toes.
Definitely.
And I think it's easy to slip into the film acting, which can be kind of... You always get another take if you need it, but it keeps you on your toes and it keeps your wits about you, and I think it's really important.
And it's out, just now, it's out until when?
Until April the 10th. We just opened on Saturday.
Right.
And
how did that go?
It went really well, actually. I mean, the audience loved it, I think, and I had a few friends in who, they even cried, and I was like, it's a comedy! But it's really touching as well, so hopefully, it'll get up to scratch by press night, which is in a couple of weeks,
right.
And then, but I think it's brilliant as it is.
And it's very much a kind of cautionary tale, and it'll be about fame and about all the dangers of fame.
Yeah.
And that's probably something that you've had to come to terms with anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's about fame for fame's sake, and I think there's a kind of culture in the world now, which is a lot of people that want to be famous for fame's sake without knowing what that actually means.
Well, you see
means.
That all the time, Gemma. You see that in the queues outside the X Factor.
Yeah.
You go down the queue and you ask, what are you doing here? I want to be famous.
Yeah.
Very, very seldom will you get somebody saying, I've written a song and I want it to be heard.
And also it's about what that means in your life, what you have to give up in order, or sacrifice in order to really pursue that.
Sure.
And it has these issues in it, which are kind of, I could have a sort of insight on it because I've seen that world, not necessarily kind of I live that life, but
no,
I've seen that world,
and I don't see you getting sucked into that. There's a lot of people that do, but you don't. Is that to do with your upbringing? Is that the fact that your pals and your family would say behave yourself?
Exactly. they do, and also I think it's very easy to get pulled into that world because you have a lot of people around you saying yes, you're
absolutely,
this, that, and that, and it's
absolutely.
Easy to go along with it, but you need people that will ground you, and my family are very very good like that.
But
so,
that's great. I think you definitely need that. Once you surround
grateful.
Yourself by people you're paying,
yeah,
or people that just say, yeah, that's hopeless.
Exactly.